Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Stephanie's Guided Tarot. I'm Stephanie. I'm your host for today. And from coast to coast and around the globe, I'm your host, and you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio, coming to you live and direct from beautiful Northern California. We are a live and call show. So, you know, I'm doing live free tarot mini readings all show long. If you want that reading, give us a call, 714-816-4628, and remember to press 1, guys, to get in the queue, or you can actually join us in our chat room at psychictalk.live. Before we start the show today, I always like to introduce myself to the ones that don't know me. My name is Stephanie, and I am a psychic medium. I do tarot, I'm an empath, and I'm clairvoyant. I have a really rare ability to kind of look into situations and see detailed information. I also am a remote viewer. I don't need the tarot cards, but I do use them as a tool. I've been doing this for over 26 years. You can find me on a few different platforms. You can go to my website at stephaniesguidedtarot.com to book an appointment with me, or you can find me on Keen. I'm definitely a favorite over there. Or you can catch me on Facebook. I like to do lives every now and then. If you need any information, please don't be shy. I don't like to do general readings. I am an energy worker, so I pick up on energy. I can see auras. I feel things. You need to be very direct with me with your questions. If you want to know about somebody and what they're thinking and feeling and what's going to happen, I do need their first name so I can grab that energy. If you want to know if you're moving, I need to know what area it is so I can see if I can see you there. So just remember, be very blunt and very upfront with me with what you do want to know with your question so that I can get you the best information and kind of pick those details apart. I am a third generation. I had my mom on our last show, so if you would like to go into our archives and listen to any of our past shows, please feel free to go to psychictalk.net, look at the, you know, past episodes, and, you know, I have a mother duo live over there. It was kind of interesting. I have to do it again. And we are going to get ready to do these mini readings. I have a nice little lineup here, so please have your questions ready. All right, I got area code 647 on the line. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling me from?
Paul from Toronto. Hi, this is Paul from Toronto.
Hey, Paul, how are you today?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. My question is, when will I meet my partner, and will it be a local woman?
All right. I went directly to see if you were going to meet anybody locally coming up, and I get that you are. It's not right this moment, though. I'm getting in the next 4 to 5 months because you are tired of meeting around the globe. I do get you going out, though. Like, I feel that you're kind of making this big effort, made a decision not to be as cautious and to be a little bit more open, too. So I am getting you connecting to a few women prior to you meeting the right one, like talking to them. All right?
Okay.
So I feel like because you're making that effort, you know, you talk in, you're going to go through a couple women that seem nice, but that third one is the one that I'm picking up on.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. I hope you have a nice day. All right, guys. I got another caller on the line. Area code 407. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hello, Stephanie. This is Joanna from Florida.
Hey, Joanna, how are you today?
Hey, great. My question is Mark trying to develop his designs so that we can finally be together?
Let me see. Yeah, you can expect him to make a decision very soon, okay? I am getting, though, there has been, well, I could see the problem because I'm getting the setbacks because he wasn't able, I guess, financially. He's kind of very organized man. He likes everything to run together, come together.
Yeah.
I get you approaching the end of a problem with him and him being a bit more mature. So I do think like his intentions are good. So what you can expect also is a little bit more consistency as well and more of a sincerity. So
oh,
I do
God,
like
wonderful,
a
wonderful.
Yeah, I do like that.
Yes.
He's a real dominant. I get a real dominant personality with this guy. It's usually his way or no way. He's very stubborn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he does get like that, yeah.
Well, I hope I was able to help you out on that.
Oh, you sure did. Thank you so much, and bless you. You have a wonderful day.
No, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. All right, guys. I know I'm going through them kind of quick today. I got a light, nice little lineup. I'm going to get everybody today. I got another area code coming up, 484. Area code, what's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Tonette calling. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA.
Hey, how are you today?
Well, I've been really, really sick and upset. I think it's the energy because I'm very empathic myself. I have been having horrible abdominal problems and diarrhea, and I think it's just the energy because usually when I get like that, something's going to happen. I know that sounds really weird, but I know how my body is, and I know how it reacts to events. Like, I will get physical symptoms and smell and abdominal pain before I even get the knowledge or knowing, oh, this is what's going to happen. You know, my body picks up on it. So I've been having some severe abdominal trouble for the last week. The other day, it was a horrific mess with me with my stomach. So I know that something is going to be dramatically happening with Desiree and me, but I don't know what's going to go on here, Stephanie. There's been no contact since March 30th, and I know that, you know, her living situation is not good, but I don't know if she's still planning on contacting me or coming to live with me, or if she's just going to abruptly show up at my door.
All right. Well, she's been trying to make a plan. She's been uncertain on what to do. You know, I know I have tried not to give you a time on this because I kept seeing it coming and changing, so I couldn't pinpoint the time. It could be any time. I don't feel it's something that you're going to have to wait like another month for. She's been trying to make little small attempts with unsuccessful results. So I know that she's in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. And because of this, there has to be, I do get, that's how I feel all the care, you know, like her being very careful and not wanting to have an opposition with him while, you know, she crosses him. Okay.
Right.
Because when she gets ready to cross him, that's when he becomes dominant and I get activity on this. So she's timid. She wants to reach out. She's trying to get you out of the radar. She doesn't want him to even think your name for some reason.
I mean, is that why did she cut off communication, Stephanie? Because did he like find her cell phone and see messages, or did he go to the phone company and block my number? I mean, because this is so unusual that she just disappeared out of my life.
Well, she's not disappeared. It's only been a couple of months, but I know it's been stressful for you. The challenge is coming. The arrival is coming. So we're talking about, why is it taking her so long? It's because of her situation, and she's going to do it when she feels that she can get it, do it without any harm coming to herself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? She's going to make that decision real soon. I do feel that she's going to be at work or something. She's going to use work as an excuse to do this undertaking. So it's going to be in the daytime. Okay, on a work day.
Yeah, because she does work. She works an hour away from where he lives, where they live. So
okay.
She commutes an hour, and then she works like third shift, like, you know, 2 to midnight or
right.
something like that.
Well, she's going to use her work day to do this. She's going
to
use work excuse
to
move. Do you understand? So I'm giving you a little hint on when.
How is she going to get the belongings out, because he sits home on disability? He does not work, Stephanie.
Uh-huh. I think that's why she's picking and choosing what she's going to do and how she's going to do it, darling.
Okay.
You get what I mean? She's not coming with a bunch of stuff, but she is going to leave. It's going to come down to her and what she can take out of there. And she's going to do it while she's at work, because that's the only time she can get away from him. That's when I'm seeing it happen. Do you understand? That's when she can make it happen. So I get the time. I never saw that before. So that's going to be a challenge. So you need just to know that. That's good to know. She is going to come, and she's going to ask if she could stay with you, if you would work with her or help her. And you're going to have to help her in a few different ways, because she is leaving some things behind. So she's going to, you know, needing to deal with getting some things to move forward. Also, I feel like she can't just be discreet and be in solitude. She's going to have to go to the authorities. There's a lot of stuff coming up between the two of you.
Yeah.
Okay?
And also, he, I found out, because I did some investigation, he was criminally arrested in December from another female, not her, and he got 5 different charges on him. So he might be going to prison soon.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen to that far out.
Desiree never even told me that he was arrested by another female. I guess she was ashamed. But he has 5 different charges, stalking charges on him from another female that he was, you know, playing around with. And Desiree knows that this guy has beat on her, cheated on her, and she still sits there. And you know, this is a girl that I grew up with since I was age 6. So 40-some years, I don't want to see her like this. This hurts me.
Why? I mean, maybe that's why I pick up so much damage of why she's got to be crafty to get out of there. Maybe that's why. I knew some type of abuse was going on there. I felt it. But if he's a controlling man, that she's not going to be able to. This has been a challenge. That's the delay. That's why you're not hearing from her, because it's dangerous. You know?
Wow. So do you feel it's going to be the month of June? Do you feel like it's going to be the month
of coming? Yeah, because whatever's going on over there, it's like I'm waiting for a break. It's almost like I'm waiting for her to get scared enough to again to leave, to get that courage up to go.
Right. Or unless
which is sad, because I know that danger's coming and approaching her.
Right. Now, what if he gets sentenced to prison and has to do like 9 months? In the county jail for whatever charges.
Well, I don't know. I have to be honest with you. That's too far out there for me to see, because right now there's nothing that's coming his way.
Okay.
It's too unknown for me personally, because I can't see that coming. It's not coming right now. It's not even anything coming. That would be nice, though, for that to happen. You guys are going to have, you guys are going to have to go to the authorities, because she wasn't going to be able to be a hermit. You get what I'm saying? She's not going to be able to lay low. She has to function, and you can't just take care of her. That's not a good relationship either. We got to keep her independent.
Yeah, she, like I said, she's probably going to have to go to the authorities once she gets out of there and go tell what he's been doing to her, because I don't know what the heck's going on, Stephanie.
You're going to find out. Just be ready for her when she comes. And, you know, I would just kind of let it go that it's been so long. Why? And asking those questions, because I think you know why. I think you know she's been in a hard situation. I think really she's just going to need that friendship and you and that security, and to be able to know that someone's got her back and that she doesn't have to look over at that. Give her a little power. Yeah, give her some woman power. And,
and then you figure
everything out. Yes.
Yeah, and as soon as she comes my way, I will definitely get a hold of you and let you know what's going on.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. You catch me everywhere. You know exactly. You've got me on Keen. You've gotten me here.
So I can get a hold of you, but I will definitely give you a call and let you know when she's at my house.
All right, darling.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad I was able to get a little bit more thorough with you today.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, I wanted to remind you that we are a live call-in show, and if you want to get a reading with me, you have to get in the queue and press 1 once you call in. So the number is 714-816-4628, and remember to press 1, guys, so that we know that you're in the queue. All right. Also, I wanted to let you know that I do run specials every Thursday. So if you want to book with me, if you book a 10-minute session, you get 5 minutes free. And if you book a 15-minute session, you get 10 minutes free. So if you want to know anything more about booking a session with me, please go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. All right, I got another caller on the line. I got area code 289. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, Stephanie. It's Alicia. I'm calling from Toronto.
Oh, hey, darling. How are you?
You know, stressed as usual. I got a question about Jason. He's been gone away for about 10 days now, and I have been, like, doing my little investigating with the tapping into his phone and seeing that the first place he went looking for was a strip club. And I want to know, has he been dabbling with other women and cheating and lying to me? And is he, you know, what is going to happen in the next short while with us? Because he's coming home in the next couple days just for a day or two, and then he's leaving again. And he's literally only going to be home 1 or 2 days every couple weeks, and then he's gone. So I need to know, because this is not a relationship. He doesn't really treat me the same anymore.
All right.
And he doesn't know that I'm looking and that I can see that stuff, I don't think. And last night, I'm worried that he might have, because he had some money.
I get he spends a lot of money on unstable things. All right. Okay. I'm not liking him very much right now. And I'm not picking up on your vibes either, because I was kind of flipping when you were talking. So I wouldn't pick up you influencing me. The first thing I got is that he has been working a lot, but not as much as you think for some reason. Unstableness, like he's using an excuse of an unstableness in the economy, like he lost money, but in all actuality, I felt like he spent the money. And I picked up that he does approach other women with money. So he is, that's like prostitution. That's, you know, like call girl kind
of thing. That's what he's doing. Yes, I caught that in his phone before we got back together, and he swears he's not doing it, but when he comes home,
I think that when he leaves, I swear, I was picking up his intentions were so good, and his intentions were to make this family work, but he, I feel, has another side to him. And it's hard for him to control it. It's like he's got a problem.
He does. I think he's got a secret problem, and he won't. He says it's when I didn't want him when we weren't together. But the second he got to North Bay, he was looking for the Mosey on Inn strip club. I saw it on his Google search. I messaged him, and later that night, I said, my psychic told me, I pretended you told me that he went in, he was looking for it. He goes, man, I'm not. And the last time I told him stuff that you told, he goes, oh, can she see this? And he's putting up his middle finger because he knows that I'm catching him. I said, listen, no matter what you do, I'm going to find out. So please, just be honest with me. And he was looking for apartments before and stuff. So I just want to know, you know, like, he is giving me money. He's sending me e-transfers. But he's complaining a lot. He's treating me different. He's not messaging me at night anymore. He doesn't tell me he loves me. And I think he's cheating on me. Has he cheated, you know? Do you know if he's actually physically cheated? And if he has, can you tell me what she looks like? Because I had a dream. I had a dream one night.
Yeah. But then I get his personality. I pick him up when I feel him do this. So you asked me, has he slept around since he's been gone? And I got yes on the road. But it was a mistake. It was like, it wasn't real. Do you understand? This is why I think he's got a problem. Because he's got a weakness for an that sexual energy, right? And then as soon as it's over, it's gone. Do you, like, that
feeling's gone.
Literally
10 seconds. He doesn't even last 30 seconds, so I don't know why he's spending all this money on women. And the messages I saw, he was asking to go down on them, and that's disgusting. I'm not going to touch him. He's not touching me. I'm not getting a disease. That's so disgusting. You know, so
married person with you. He wants to act dedicated, but he is very unstable. He lacks that. That's a downfall. But when I see him coming at you and wanting to deal with you, it's like, When you're not there, and it's like he has his own time. He likes that. I just feel that this guy's got really two very strong different personalities, and it's almost like he forgets what he does even meant anything when he did it, when it doesn't mean anything. Like it's porn, you know? Like just shut it off. I feel him shutting it off very quickly, his emotion. He has no emotional connection to these people. He doesn't plan on engaging with them again.
No, because
there's
he's
no
on
relation.
The road in different places.
Yes, it's a passing. It's like, it's gone.
Is he, am I going to catch him personally and like in his phone?
No.
And then are we going to break up?
No, you're not going to catch him personally.
Like,
so you need to book a whole session here. I know you got lots of questions.
I know. I don't know how I'm going to go through it. He's coming home in a couple of days. His son, using his son as his, telling me I'm saying it's
no,
a liar.
No, there's going to be a dispute. You guys are going to have a real big fight, a domestic one. Do not get physical with him. Don't hit him. Like, don't get so mad and throw something at him. Because when I'm getting domestic dispute, that's kind of like something where the cops can be called because it's that loud.
Well, we are on a farm
like
where no one will hear him scream.
Well, I think you're the loud one.
I want to ring his neck right now.
I don't need you in trouble where you live. I don't need you getting in trouble where you live because of the dealings with him. I do get that he's going to be hiding things, and he's going to try to use practical sense and be very calm. He's going to try not to get up. He's disappointing you, and he's going to be manipulative. Usually he'd be kind of honest, but he doesn't want the difficulty. He's trying to slow the difficulty down. Okay? So he doesn't want to face you with it. He's going to try. So I don't know. I don't really get a breakup yet. But I do get difficulties, and I do get a pause in your relationship, which means that he's still going to be around, but you're pausing probably being close to him because he's being deceptive. And he's going to try to, I guess, push through and – you know, I don't know which way this can go. It can go how you're going to let it, too. I think you're a lot in control of it. And it is a little bit financial, too, because you're afraid if he leaves, what's going to happen with that financial, and you do really need it.
For sure. Yeah, and he lies about money and stuff, so I don't know. We'll see. Okay, well, I'm going to do my own.
Just tell him this. You know what you have to give me. So whatever you're doing with your money, you're going to have to figure out what you're doing. It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go do some investigating still and dig to see if he was sloppy when he comes home. But
it's gonna be
I do.
These women are in passing. Like, you get what I'm saying? He's not keeping them around. He's not.
Yeah, it's easy to pick them up without even messaging them. Yeah, you're right. Because they hang at the truck stops. Oh, what a nightmare this is. Yeah. But okay. Thank you very much for your insight.
Right.
I appreciate it. I'll tune in next week. Okay.
For sure.
You too. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys, I got another caller on the line. They got area code 267. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, Stephanie. I'm Donna from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Donna. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
The soap opera that's been going on with me for the past year or so, I decided to move on. I just wanted to ask you, the person, the name begins with an A, did I do something that hurt him that made him turn and go with someone else?
Well, I don't know if you did anything really, really bad to him, but I did get that there was a mistake that was made, and he doesn't like to be lonely, and he felt alienated from you at one certain point. He didn't get what he wanted.
Yeah, I forgot to put his pacifier in his mouth. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got an immature man, so he goes back and forth trying to blame you when I would think is the blame. Okay, he's tried to turn this around that I get in the way because I get a lot of suffering and I get a lot of worry and I got a lot of having anxiety over a loved one. Which would be you showing a lot of anxiety, or you showing a lot of suffering. And see, like, those aren't things that you can really do to somebody. Do you understand? So if you were showing a lot of worry and you were kind of showing him that you were suffering, he was very immature about responding to it. And I think that it's not something that you guys have, like, that you've done towards him. It's what you've done to each other.
So all the...
He would say that he does done everything and went to another woman because you left him alone. Okay? That would be probably the one thing he could say. You left him alone, and he felt confused and lonely, and he found somebody else at that one time. That's not now.
Okay.
It's what's already happened. You asked about what already happened, not what was in the present. What made him go for that other woman, that something happened with the two of you where you left him alone and he felt lonely.
Ow.
Were you broken up at that time when he found that woman? Were you not seeing each other? Why was he alone?
No,
what
we
were
weren't. Because he had moved. We had already lived. I work 40, like, just say I live in the middle. I work 45 minutes one way. He lives 45 minutes the other way. So it was hard for me because it would be like a 2-3 hour drive, just, and I was tired. I do very heavy labor work, and I'm very tired. And I was like I was tired, I was depressed, and I couldn't be there at his whim the way I was before when he lived closer. And I had asked him, let's get a place closer, but he didn't. And like, it was always all about him. He didn't think of me. Like, I would have to be doing all this traveling.
Right.
So I didn't see him as much.
That had been, he used that to me as the excuse of why he did what he did.
Right. So does he have anxiety over me right now, or?
Let's see what does he say about you right now. And I know his name, so. And I didn't want to say it on air. I wouldn't say that he has anxiety over you right now, because I get him being very narrow-minded and having a temper on him. So that makes me feel like he's irritated or pissed off towards you right now. And you're and right now I get with you what he's thinking and feeling is that you don't, like, he wants you to say meaningful, lovingful stuff towards him and be understanding and sympathetic, but and like have more of an interest, like show him that way, like you were in the past. And I got trouble came. And right now he's emotionally confused over you. He's backing off for just a little bit, because I actually am getting him taking like a temporary seclusion and him not wanting to deal with anything right now with you, anything mental. I don't think he can handle it. So he doesn't want to talk about the relationship. He doesn't want to talk about anything. I got him, and I don't know what he wants to do. I'm getting him just in like hanging, like he's in suspension. You know, he's thought about talking to you, so he's thought about it, and then he thought maybe the best thing to do is like, so I get this back off feeling, like just being quiet.
Yeah, well, I guess when someone blocks you for three.
He does miss you when you're gone, but right now I don't feel the determination to make this better at this moment. You're going to have to wait if you want it. I mean, I don't think you're going to reach out to him. I think that when he thinks that like enough time has gone by, that maybe you can try and talk again. So I do get he misses you when you're not around, and then he makes a choice and he wants to see you. And he tries again.
Right. Well, he can't expect to block somebody out of his life. And when they do see him, no matter how much you miss him, of course they're going to say, why did you do this to me?
I think what's going on is you're changing and you're trying to break this pattern that's going on, because you know what's going to happen, because it's been happening. You guys have been doing this for a long time. And you guys, this isn't the first time that this has happened, but this is the first time that it's taking longer and longer to come back together each time you guys have these negative outcomes or these run-ins with each other and blocking each other. So I see you are struggling with trying to break this pattern, and he doesn't want any trouble, and it's like he's trying to keep you in your place. You're having a struggle with him. Somehow the cycle has to stop, one way or the other. You guys are going to end up hating each other. You're going to end up hating him because of how much pain he's causing you and trouble. Or you're going to end up being together and fixing this. You know, it's like whatever. It's up to you two how you want to handle that.
Right. He's punishing me like a child. If, you know, talk to me about it, sit down and say, let's talk about this. No, instead, just
runs
off.
He doesn't want
off,
to. And you, yeah.
Well, it doesn't work like that. I'm human. I'm not a robot. You
right.
know?
I understand, for sure.
But thank
I'm
you.
Sorry,
and. I don't know if this is two questions, but I wanted to know, do you see someone else coming into my life within the next couple months?
I I think you're having opportunities. I don't get anything that's sticking at the moment because you're uncertain. You are having a hard time getting over him and going out with other people. I mean, I get you doing it or talking or you taking that challenge, but I get you having a really hard time working with them or feeling like having, like, you just not wanting to understand. It's like you want to meet somebody, but you're not wanting to understand. It's like, I don't know if you want to take the time to get to know somebody, really, because everybody, like, I feel you withdrawing very quickly from people.
Right.
So, I mean, I get some progress. I get you being challenged, and I get approaches, you know, but nobody's making that will weekend for you at the moment. You know, you are going to have to get over E. You're gonna, or there's going to just be failure and frustration, and you're fickle. So I get the fickleness with meeting somebody new until you have a different, you release yourself from him.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you.
How can you love somebody and like somebody when you're so worried about somebody else? You got to make a decision, you know?
I know, and when I see him, I want to see him so bad, and, like, I gave him a big hug and everything. But, of course, I'm going to say, why did you block me for 3 months? It's only human.
He's a jerk. He's a jerk. He doesn't want to talk about it. It's like when I get such bad vibrations, this moment something like that's picked up, you know?
Okay.
Well, I will talk to you later, Miss Donna. And you have a wonderful day.
All right. And thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All right, guys. We have an amazing lineup this week. We have some shows coming your way tomorrow on Friday. The doctors are in. We got open lines and mini readings with Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax. Saturday on June 8th. We have special guest, intuitive business and life coach, Ginger Garvey, with host Mary Brown. We got open lines. They're going to be doing mini readings and just so much more. Also on Saturday, I believe after that show, I'm going to be going live on Facebook and with Psychic Talk. I'm not sure the links yet, but if you follow Friday and Saturday's show, Dax will be able to tell you exactly where you can find me going live on Facebook. So you get to see me, see how I'm doing my card flipping, and we can interact that way. So I look forward to everybody kind of joining in then. And then on Sunday, June 9th, we don't have any shows. We have a little cancellation, but they will be back the following Sunday on June 16th. Monday on June 10th, they are rerouting from the ego to the soul experience on Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. All right. They're going to be doing some live remote readings and some compassionate light healings live from Sedona, Arizona. So don't forget to kind of catch that show as well. On Tuesday, June 11th, there's no show. Host Rose is taking a couple of weeks off from the Power of Three, but will return on Tuesday, June 18th. On Wednesday, June 12th, Conscious Living with mentor Aurora Dawn. She's going to join host Charlotte and Dax as they welcome their special guests, plus your calls, open lines, and mini readings. Finally, the Thursday after that, you know, you're going to get me again. I'm here every Thursday. We're going to be doing live mini readings all show long. So hope to catch you then. All right. So I'm going to go on and get a few more callers here. Let me see who we got in line. All right. We have area code 816. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi. My name is Jessica and I'm calling from Kansas.
Well, hey, Jessica. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to know if having someone, getting back together with someone, things are going okay right now, and I just wanted to know if things will continue to improve and how this person feels about me.
What is their first name?
Kurt.
All right. Well, this is something new. I'm getting new beginnings. And I get that he's sentimentally getting weak over you. So I feel like he's kind of, well, I do really get like he has a very sincere interest in making something happen with you. He's testing things out. I can barely, you got a lot of noise going on in your background. You should tune it down for me. All right. Well, you guys are going to keep seeing each other. All right. And I got in the next couple of weeks actually trying to go somewhere. Admiring you. I do guys try not to overburden you with like calls. I do, but he does show you affection. He's trying to, on the sunny side here, I feel like he thinks this is too perfect, and he's kind of waiting for the crazy side to come out. But so far, you've been doing pretty good. So I think that, you know, he's kind of used to dealing with crazy, and like that would be his red flag. So I think right now you're doing a good job of kind of being a good, you know, showing him that you're not that way. So I feel like this is going somewhere. He's testing it out with you. All right. Well, I hope I was able to help you out, Jessica. I think we lost her, but I'm sure she can still hear us. If not, I'll get a hold of you and let you hear the replay on this. All right. We have another caller on the line. I don't see the area code, but what's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
My name is Lisa. Hi. How are you doing?
Hey, Lisa. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, okay. Well, what's going on? What would you like to know?
Okay, so I had a little issue at work. I'm trying to see, was it a good thing or should I? Well, let me just explain to you. I was working overnight from 12 to 8, okay, in the morning. So my shift has now been switched to 4 to 12. Should I speak to HR? Because there was a glitch with the to sign into the shifts, you have to punch in with your and then scan it with your finger. So during the time that I punched in, it didn't indicate to me that I was over a certain amount of latencies. Because, you know, if that was the case, I would have called out. So should I get this straightened out with HR, or should I just start looking for something else?
Well, if you don't do anything about it, I don't feel like there's any benefit to it. Like nothing, you get what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
You have to, if you want any type of a favorable expectation out of this, you're going to have to go down to HR.
Okay, so you're saying I'm still not going to benefit anything out of it.
You should.
Okay, speak to them. Okay, I will.
Yeah, because it looks like they're going to have to fix something.
Okay.
So
right.
If you go
so
to HR, they'll fix something for you. They'll try to put the balance back. They want you to be happy, but if you don't say nothing and you're just courteous like you've been doing, I get you're going to be disappointed. So you can turn this around.
Okay, I will. Okay. So
You're such a nice lady. You don't like to make problems, but this is affecting you.
It is, yes. Okay, I can actually walk in there. I can walk in there tomorrow morning and speak to someone to get this thing turned around.
Yeah, I feel like, they want to know what you're thinking. Tell them what you're thinking. And then I get, like, trying to make balance with you, trying to fix things.
Okay. All right. So if that's the case, you see me going back to the overnight?
Yeah, I think that might be a chance, at least in the work. You know, if they need, like, if you're a fill-in because somebody left and, like, how long? Like, make them tell you, like, how much longer? Because it's hard for me. It's not, you know, conducive for
you. All right.
Let them know. Because I just get you so sweet and quiet. You'd rather leave to go fix this. Like, it'd be so much easier. So much less stressful.
I will go and I will fix it because I feel stressed out right now about it. So I will fix it tomorrow morning, definitely.
All right, darling. I'm glad I was able to help you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You definitely did help me. Thanks so much, Stephanie. All right,
guys. We got area code 209. What's your name and where are you calling me from, caller?
Hi, Stephanie. My name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from California.
Hey, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Great. What's going on?
Well, I've been manifesting and hoping for new love to come into my life. Do you see anything coming in the near future? I've just been so let down with so many, you know, different, you know, people manipulating me, and I just want to know if there's anyone good coming in.
Yeah, and somebody that's not too far from where you live.
Hmm.
This is different. Okay. Now I got you are dating. I get social, so I'm getting like social relations, and I get like you going out, and I'm seeing it, and there's a hesitancy around this because I keep getting uncertainty, right? And I get lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you're in the process of doing this, there's something that comes around home. And it's kind of perfect. And you've got a couple different ways that this man's coming in. I get it in the next, like, actually, it was the next 10 weeks. I got it in weeks, within the next 10 weeks.
Wow.
So
oh,
that's
wow.
Within the next 3 months. Within. And, you're open. You are so much different than you were before because I keep giving you taking control and you pausing a little bit, you being a little bit, I think going out has made you a little bit more appreciative of what's around you, a little bit more eye-opening, for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm
because
trying to learn.
He's not coming on social. He's coming in a different social way, but it's not from an internet source. I would be surprised if this guy even has an internet, like if, you know, I don't feel this guy would have a Facebook or Instagram. He wouldn't be into this.
Hmm. And it's no one from my past. This is somebody new. Okay.
Yeah, and he comes in a different social environment. You're not by yourself. You are doing something, and it's in your in a social area. So I don't know where it is exactly, but you're not alone. And I get you meeting a warm person. And I don't know if you have experienced seeing this person before or there's some type of a connection that would make you guys be able to have a conversation and connect where it's really
great.
Warm.
So okay,
he's
great.
Coming in like that to me. And I do get a very sincere love interest. That means something. I don't even see this guy has a profile anywhere for some reason. Different, whole different vibe.
Mm, okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right, Dylan. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay. I want to remind everybody that I'm going to do Facebook Live this Saturday. It'll be 12 Pacific Standard Time, so 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll put up where we're going to do it at. I know it's going to be connected through Psychic Talk on Facebook. So we'll put the links up and coming. I want to thank everybody for joining us today. If you have any questions or want to book with me or would like a full reading, You can go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. It was wonderful talking to everybody, and everybody have a blessed weekend. Until next Thursday. Bye-bye.